We have no first-hand account of it, but the fighting in South Waziristan, a part of Pakistan near the Afghan border, is said to be continuing. That's where Pakistani forces have evidently surrounded a few hundred fighters, and their resistance is so strong some Pakistanis have theorized that a high-ranking al-Qaeda figure must be among them. Speculation has centered on the Egyptian Islamist Ayman al-Zawahiri, second only to Osama bin Laden in the hierarchy of al-Qaeda. While there is a lot that we don't know about this battle, much is known about the Pakistani offensive that's underway in the border area. David Rode of the New York Times is in the Pakistani city of Peshawar. And David Rode, we've heard that the Pakistani army is trying to gain control of the region and drive out or kill foreign fighters there. How are they actually going about doing that?
They've got about 7,000 troops that have surrounded about a 10-square-mile area. It's a cluster of farming villages. They're engaged in fierce house-to-house fighting. There are believed to be 400 to 600 militants that are surrounded. The level of resistance is extremely dogged. It looks like this is going to take days.
David Rode, put this in some context here of Pakistan, the army, and this part of the country. This is highly unusual, I gather, for the state to be insisting on its control of this sort of region.
It's extraordinary, and what this is a challenge, in a sense, to the Pakistani army, which has dominated this country since its founding about 50 years ago. Military rulers, including the current ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, have led the country for most of its history, and essentially for the first time in its history, the army is in the tribal areas, which had enjoyed a great amount of autonomy. It was something the British actually established here a century ago. And they moved in, they say, a total of 70,000 troops to try to capture al-Qaeda fighters. There did not seem to be a serious effort, though, by the Pakistanis to really search these compounds and hunt these people down. That all changed in December when there were twin assassination attempts on General Musharraf himself, and that seemed to really put some steel into the Pakistani effort.
Now, this is all happening near the Afghan border, where the United States military is operating. The U.S. military says it is not present in Pakistan, but I gather now people are speaking of U.S. intelligence forces as actually taking part in some way in these operations. Does that square with what you've heard?
There have been small intelligence teams posted in the tribal areas off and on. The U.S. has said they're aiding the Pakistanis with intelligence intercepts and aerial photographs. There's an American base about only 15 miles away from where the fighting is going on. And what has been happening for months is that some of these militants have crossed the border from Pakistan, launch raids, plant mines, and kill and maim American soldiers, and then retreat back into Pakistan. So I know American forces are very pleased that the Pakistanis are finally acting in this area.
David Rode, why is it, if people infer the presence of a senior figure somewhere inside this area, why have they skipped down to number two, Zawahiri? Why don't they assume that it might be Osama bin Laden?
The Pakistanis say they've had reports of Zawahiri going into this area, and they describe the two men as having very different roles. Mr. bin Laden is believed to sort of be in a far more remote area, camped out somewhere, moving his location but not really spending time in populated areas. Dr. Zawahiri, in turn, is seen as going into the populated areas to meet with people, to organize. So that's why there's so much more suspicion as Dr. Zawahiri.
Reporter David Rode of the New York Times in Peshawar, Pakistan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.